is conditional use number 2533, RWE Clean Energy.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2533 for RWE Clean Energy for a solar energy facility in an AR1 district based on the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the proposed purpose of the conditioned use because it has public or semi-public character and that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located on approximately 24.5 acres of a larger 69.03 acre tract. The array area is set back approximately 800 foot from Cypress Road, and it complies with all of the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was a testimony that this solar array would benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is surrounded on three sides by land use for agriculture purposes, including poultry houses. The fourth side is wooded. Five, the land is designated as being within the developing area. According to Sussex County's future land use map, this is an appropriate location for the solar array with a minimal need for infrastructure and other governmental related services. Six, this application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways, and Deldon has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of solar panels. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of conditional use area for this solar array as well as any remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the entire area of solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot tall fence to comply with height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fence shall be include interwoven screening. The fence location type screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a landscape buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines and minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. Because there was opposition to the record to the impacts of the solar array on the adjacent homes and land, this landscape buffer shall be planted with vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding with the use of a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within this buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan providing with a final site plan. No planting shall be required along the wooded southern border of the array. E, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square foot in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of an emergency. G, all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located within the solar array and shall be shown on the final site plan. In addition, a sound barrier shall be installed along the northern side of this equipment to reduce the noise that may travel to nearby neighboring properties. H, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that all funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2533 RWE Clean Energy. Mr. Pettyjohn, how do you vote?
I vote.
Oh, I'm so sorry, you're not.
I can't.
I can't on this one?
No.
Would you have the hearing on this one?
No.
No, no, my apologies.
The holdover.
Let the record show, Mr. Pettyjohn.
I was here, but I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Was not sworn in yet. My apologies. All right. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
I vote no for the reason the conditions stated in the motion. I'm not against solar arrays, but I think that there's more suitable areas that this can be built, and while, where this can be built, where it's not a perfectly good farm field.
Okay, Mr. Allen?
I reluctantly vote yes for the reasons the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, but I have similar concerns about converting productive agricultural lands into solar farms, thinking that there should be redevelopment opportunities promoted instead of consuming more ag lands, or even worse, cutting forests, which we've seen a little bit of in the past.
Okay. And the chair reluctantly votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion as well, and I concur with my fellow commissioners and the concerns that they have for this area. Motion carries 3-1. Next on the agenda.